If this broadcast reaches any other survivors, you are not alone. We are forming a network of survivors. So far, there are two of us on the west coast of the United States. For 30 minutes after sundown each day, we will listen for a response on this frequency. I repeat, you are not alone.
Amazing! I'm so glad to report that our Survivors Network is on a constant growth pattern. Our first two members joined in 2020, and now, well, just look at us.
Haha, very funny. I don't care if we're just two now. I know if there are other survivors out there, we'll grow, without a doubt.
I'm just joking.
It would be nice if you could take one thing seriously. Maybe if we put the same energy into the Survivors Network as we did the advice show, it would be bigger by now.
I can't help that, Art. Joining the Survivors Network is a boring thing that people have to do. Listening to the podcast and being a part of our massive fan following is something they want to do. Besides, we spend all day, every day, surviving and trying to build the network so we can live. And we only commit 15 minutes a week to the podcast, and you're cutting into it right now. If you want me to keep giving this whole survival thing my full attention, I need you to make some dedication to the show.
I mean, the survival thing is actually just living every day. But fine. You're right. This is the time for the show. Go ahead.
Oh, I will. Hello, listeners, and thanks for joining us for another amazing episode of From A to Z with Art and Zoe. Welcome, listeners, and welcome, Art.
Thanks for demanding my attendance, Zoe.
You're welcome. After last week's episode, I felt that we left the topic of self-care a little unexplored. Due to Art's overreaction to wonderful fan mail, we had to cut the advice segment of last week short. I'd like to revisit it some, but I have never, and will never, repeat a topic on the show. Therefore, let's consider this week's topic to be a continuation of self-care, but still a completely different and new topic. This week, I want to help you help yourself by setting healthy boundaries. Our topic for the advice segment today is privacy. Our savvy listeners know all about protecting their information from strangers, but what about from those closest to you? What acts by your loved ones cross the line from caring to concerning? From whom is it okay to keep secrets and under what circumstances? These are the important questions we hope to answer for you today. I want to remind you all that Art and I are not experts.
But we do care a lot about your personal privacy and believe everyone has the right to feel safe and set healthy boundaries.
Yeah, right.
You don't agree?
What makes you think that? I said, yeah, right. Art, would you read the first letter, please?
Hello, Art and Zoe. I am a mother of three wonderful children. Taylor, who is 10, Gabby, who is 12, and Judy, who is 13. They are all a joy, and I am an endlessly appreciative and proud mother. Just last year, Taylor was nominated to be Student of the Month. They didn't win, but still, to be nominated. 2 months ago, Gabby was cast as the lead in the school. Okay, this letter is a little long and possibly off topic, so I hope you don't mind, Judith, but I'm going to skip to the parts that matter.
What Art means to say is that he's going to skip to the parts that pertain to today's topic. Judith, I'm sure your children are so very special and important.
Yes, that's what I mean. Okay, let's just skip to... Here it is. Last week, I went to bring Judy her laundry and found that her door was locked. I knocked and she let me in. She seemed inexplicably angry that I would walk into her room without knocking. I immediately reminded her that her door was never to be locked and asked her why it was. She said it was to keep her siblings out while she studied for a test. Since then, I keep finding that her door is locked. This makes me concerned because I have no idea what she's doing in there. For all I know, Judy is talking to a 40-year-old man online, making mean tick ticks of me, or playing with her friend Mary Jane, if you know what I mean. I cannot risk my perfect child suddenly becoming a deviant behind locked doors. Should I remove the lock from her door, or should I just remove the door? Thank you for your help, Judith.
Judith, that is a very thought-provoking question. Art, what do you think she should do to completely remove any semblance of privacy her 13-year-old child has? Should she just replace the door handle with one that doesn't lock, or take down the door completely?
I hope you're joking, Zoe. Both of these options are terrible. Everyone deserves some form of privacy. All you can do is hope that you have instilled good behaviors that will help to keep her safe from anything life-threatening. And if it's not life-threatening, you should focus on establishing an open and safe place to communicate with one another, so that if Judy does make some poor choices, she knows she can come to you about it later. Also, you should really start knocking. It's just common courtesy. The only exception is if you have reason to believe Judy is either trapped with or becoming a zombie, and I think she'll understand in that case. Unless she is the zombie. Then she will probably understand nothing, and she also won't be able to post mean things about you on social media.
So what I'm hearing is the only time you think it's acceptable to take away someone's privacy is when it is literally a life or death situation.
Yes, exactly. I think I was pretty clear about that.
Definitely, you were. Just wanted to make sure we were on the same page.
Right, and we are.
Here's our next letter, then. Greetings, Art. I am a direct manager of 20 employees and an indirect manager of another 200. I'm sure you've dealt with this before, but it seems that some of these employees say bad things about me when I'm not in the room. I know it's difficult to catch them saying it out loud, but I figured if I could at least catch them when they email about it, then they'll know I'm watching. I plan to install a program that lets me see what exactly they're doing on their computers all day and will alert me anytime they use my name or one of the 15 mean nicknames they've given to me. I told the IT team about my plan, and one of them said this was an invasion of privacy and actually said he wouldn't help me. Obviously, I'm gonna have him fired for insubordination, but now the other members of the team are refusing as well. I don't necessarily want to fire all of these people, but I need someone to get this done for me ASAP. Should I hire an outside consultant to get this done, or should I just offer one of the team members a small bonus to make it happen? Thanks, Jack D.
Jack, much like our last listener mail, it seems that you've tried to get me to answer an either-or question, and neither of the options are ideal. To loosely quote a great man, you've spent your time figuring out how you could do this, and you didn't think to stop and decide whether or not you should. I know it's not fun to have your team say rude things about you when you're not there, but they're going to have gripes and complaints about their job. As long as they are still doing that job and not trying to eat each other, then you really have nothing to be concerned about. Being a leader isn't about making friends or controlling your employees, but it wouldn't hurt if you treated them like human beings and opened up communication to hear their concerns directly.
Well, that makes perfect sense to me, Art. So what I'm hearing is that even if you believe someone is saying something bad about you, that's no excuse to read their private correspondences.
Again, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I guess it's easier said than done. Let's let our listeners ponder that for a moment while we hear a word from our sponsors. Art, your script. Okay, go ahead in 3, 2, 1.
Now, more than ever, security is on the top of our minds. In these dark times, it's difficult to know who to trust, who will take your concerns seriously, and who will enforce your safety and well-being above all else. SOS Security Services is here to put your mind and your enemies to rest. Most individuals have found ways to protect their lives against zombies. You wouldn't be alive now if you hadn't. But what about other humans? Humans are our original enemy. While zombies are interested in eating brains, humans are interested in what you keep in your brain. That's right, they're after your thoughts, your diary, the drawings of your inventions, even your doodles that you made during a boring meeting. That's what humans want, and there's only one way to stop them when they come for them. Our solution is in our name. At SOS, that's Shoot On Sight Security Services, we do what we say, and we say what we mean. hold on. We need to stop there, Zo. Who is this sponsor? I know we try to support small businesses, but this seems very extreme. Are they implying that they will shoot people for trying to take someone's notes?
I mean, I didn't hear those words exactly, but yes, I think that's what they're saying.
In good conscience, I cannot continue to read this.
Are you suggesting that the thoughts in your own head are not worth protecting? That people shouldn't be allowed to keep those things private?
No, not at all. I think that killing someone over them might be a little extreme.
I don't know where you got kill from. It's called shoot on sight, not kill on contact, okay? I'm sure you, I mean they, would just be a little wounded.
I still cannot condone this. There are plenty of alternatives to this out there. Take the preventative approach rather than the violent one. I recommend to the listeners, Guy's Safety Deposit Box. For a small monthly fee, your personal property can be safely stored deep underground in its own metal box, completely safe from all potential theft. Your private property is safe, because even you won't know where it is.
And welcome back, listeners. Art, thank you for disappointing our sponsor at SOS Security Services. Let's hope they don't hold us to our contract, because I didn't read the fine print. Art, would you please read our final listener mail?
My pleasure. Hello, Zoe. I'm a very happily married woman, and I've been with my husband for almost 20 years, married almost 18. Lately, he has started to pull away from me. I have also noticed that he seems to be working out and eating healthy and getting more expensive clothing. From what I've found online, this is all the warning signs that he might be cheating on me. I asked him for the passwords to his social media, and he won't give them to me. I feel this is all the more reason to be suspicious. But sometimes he leaves his accounts logged in on our shared computer. Should I just sneak a peek to put my worries at ease? From Worried Wife in Wisconsin. Zoe, your response.
Listener, I know it may be tempting to get the easy answer, but let me ask, what would you do if you checked their account and found that they were cheating? What would you do if you found nothing? The reality is, even if you found something, you couldn't act on it. And if you found nothing, you would still be worried that there was something out there that you just didn't find. The best thing to do is talk to your husband. Give him his privacy, just like you would ask from him. Talk to him, but don't cross that line. Communication issues will never be solved through lies and deception. Expect the same from yourself as you would expect from him.
Of course, there's no secrets between married couples.
What? Why would you say that?
I'm just joking, but you said it first.
I would never say that.
Yes, you did. You said it just last week or something.
Well, if I did, I didn't mean it.
Look, listeners, if I haven't made it clear in my responses, I think that privacy is very important.
To reiterate, you should never read someone's private thoughts without their permission. It is unacceptable. If you happen to have done it, you should apologize right now.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
Well, I'm waiting then.
For what? For me?
Yeah, I think it's only fair if you're gonna give our listeners a lecture on this. Get off your high horse and just say you're sorry, you hypocrite.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Maybe this episode has you a little paranoid?
Paranoid? Me? Ha! I laugh at the thought. It's you who's paranoid. I can't believe that all this hasn't made you own up to what you did. I guess I'll just have to ask you directly. What did you do with my journal?
Nothing that I know of.
So then where is it?
Zoe, stop. Are you saying it isn't in the safe?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That cannot be good. I wonder if...
Fine, walk away then. You can't even handle the pressure of an on-air confrontation. This type of gotcha moment only works if you are actually guilty. So I'm taking this as a confession. Oh, what? You're gonna open the safe now so you can pretend to be surprised about how my journal's missing? Fine, go ahead. I already know what you're gonna find. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Except... Wait. Well, wait! Don't open it!
What? What is this?
It's a smoke grenade!
Who did this?
It might have been me to catch you when you try to put my journal back.
I didn't take your journal! Mine is missing too! Think about it for a minute while we both choke to death! Where did you even get a smoke grenade?
Your journal is gone too?
How could you not notice? The safe is completely empty now. Why would I take my own journal?
So you really didn't take it? whoops. Sorry.
Well, you should be. This is ridiculous. Listeners, that's all the time we have for today. We will listen for a response on this frequency after sundown. Reach out and let us know you're there. Over.
Wait! If you're looking for advice on forgiveness after a misunderstanding, lasagna recipes, breathing techniques, or anything else from A to Z, you can message us at fromarttozoe@gmail.com. That's FromArttozoe@gmail.com. Answer this week's question at the community center. We're seeking the best hacks to clear the air in a confined space.
Over.